Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to Palo Alto Networks, creator of the definitive cybersecurity guide.
Standing in for Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management this evening, David Buckland does a great job with us. David, we're at the end of the profit reporting season. Correct. It's been sort of good for some, bad for others. Now that that's done, I want you thinking as an investor as to what you do now to try and work out where to plant your seeds for the longer term. What do you actually do?
So the first thing you do is you try and collate all the information, Ross, and our assessment is that across the industrial companies only, we know that the resources did very well from the very strong pickup in commodity prices in the last 12 months, but on the industrial companies, what we try and do is we look at the organic revenue growth, which is revenue growth excluding acquisitions, and we think across the board there was about 3.5% organic revenue growth, which is just ho-hum. Then we look at the costs growth, and that was about 3.2%. Companies are definitely trying to keep their cost base down. Tax rates were up a bit. Interest expenses were down a bit. So profits were probably up somewhere between 3 and 4%, which was, I think, pretty ho-hum sort of results.
Okay, but so within that, but inside that, there's some that actually
within that, we've sort of identified probably about 10 stocks that were neatly better than consensus and probably about 10 stocks that were neatly worse than consensus.
Okay, amongst those that were better than consensus?
Well, Challenger, CSL, Fairfax was less bad than consensus, I'd have to say, and also the spin-off of Domain.com will, I think, be well anticipated by the market. Healthscope was another one, JB Hi-Fi. I think they benefited from both the demise of Dick Smith, and also the takeover of Good Guys.
So those stocks, though, obviously have gone up in response. Have they gone up according to the response? Is it further, less? What is it?
I think there's one or two of them that haven't gone up as much as anticipated. I think they probably need a bit more sort of good news to really get going.
Yep.
And then on the other side of the coin, we had Ramsey and RCR Tomlinson, which is a resource service company, also did well. And then on the other side of the coin, Aconex, Blackmores, Brambles, Fletcher Building, Isentia, Primary Healthcare, Telstra, Flight Centre, Speedcast were probably on the disappointing side. And once again, you know, you've got to try and work out, are they permanent downgrades or are they temporary downgrades?
Okay, when you try and make that decision, can you find value in some of those stocks if you think it's temporary and the market has overreacted, the short sellers have got in and given it a decent whacking?
Yeah, so one that we are actually nibbling at, for example, is Speedcast. Another one that we're, been sort of gently looking at, we haven't bought any yet, is Blackmores. So there's a few there where we think that the sort of medium to long-term story is very good, but they're temporarily being bashed up a little bit.
But then you, in your situation, have got to look at value and figure out whether there is genuine value in the relative cheapness of those shares.
That's right. So I mentioned 2 weeks ago that second line thinking. Is it better than sort of consensus over the medium to longer term, or pretty much the same as consensus over the medium long term?
And that is the whole thing, looking at the consensus forecast from all of those analysts in the marketplace. As I say, you could do a bit of work on this. Look at these balance sheets, take it to bed and study them. That's what David Buckland does every night when he's not on the golf course.